And welcome back to Inside the Cave. I'm Andrew Morton, and I'm going to kick it over to Ian, who has a little surprise interview that he just was able to get together. How's it going, Ian?
It's going great. I roped him in with the microphone cable. He's the athletic director here at Blissfield, Ryan Walentowski. This Cave on Campus being brought to you today, of course, Lenawee Community Mental Health and SLI Custom Signs and Apparel, making the broadcast possible today. Well, number one, I'd like to thank you for getting everything set up for the Cave today and letting me in the building. You know, that's sometimes a challenge.
We're getting ready to go early.
So I think just to get people started here, we've talked football at length, volleyball at length. Could you touch on how the fall season has been here at Blissfield?
Yeah, I mean, the fall season is always, you know, ramped up when we get right back to school. So, you know, it comes in like a whirlwind. And, you know, before you know it, we're in, what, week five or six here of football and going right through it. But, you know, our volleyball team right now is, from the rankings I saw, sixth in the state, doing pretty well. I know you talked to Coach and Kendall for a little bit. And our girls cross country team has won a few invitationals they've went to. We got a freshman right now leading the pack, Hope Miller, doing really well, along with a few other girls. Soccer has good numbers out, playing hard, hoping to improve that program as they, you know, continue to work through. Just fall athletics on full go here.
Yeah, and winter around the corner, as you said. Could you talk to athletics and academics? I know both are important in high school. I think just for the student-athlete, it's important to do something if you're able athletic-wise. But can you talk to the balance of athletics, academics from an administrative standpoint?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, we ran a grade check just the other day, and we didn't have anybody in our fall sports that was ineligible. So, to me, that just talks a lot to, you know, how well our kids work or how hard our kids work and how hard our teachers work with our kids. You know, a lot of credit needs to be given to our teachers and our staff as well. You know, they understand that these kids not only are athletes but our band members, our, you know, our choir members, all these kids and their extracurriculars have a lot to do outside of just the classroom. And I think they need that. You know, it's good life experience for them. So helping them balance both their academics and their extracurriculars is huge. And I think we do a pretty good job here. You know, our career and counseling center works hard with our kids as well. So a lot of support.
I told you this would be a short interview. Just one more question for you. What's the community support?
Sure.
I'm sure, like, showing up to things, being vocal in a positive way. You know, maybe financially as well. What's the community support been for athletics here?
I mean, it's been really good. I've been in this position for 4 years. This is my fourth year. And I originally am not from here, so I didn't know a whole lot coming in. I've lived here for 9 years. But now that I've been in the community, I mean, from elementary school up, there's just a ton of support for the athletics. My kids are both 9 and 6 years old, and to watch the, you know, parental involvement just in Little League and flag football and community rec programs is amazing. And then, you know, we get up into middle school or travel ball programs and in high school. I mean, you guys talked about it with Coach Estes and our kids and our, you know, stands that are full even in a game that we're getting, you know, waxed in a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't leave. They stayed there. They support the kids. And I think that says a lot about not only, one, our families, but how our kids are raised and why we can fight through adversity. So the support has been good. I don't see that changing. Our community seems to be very supportive of the athletics and everything in general.
I've been talking with the athletic director here at Blissfield, Ryan Walentowski. I appreciate it. I know you didn't schedule yourself for an interview, but you were kind of hovering around like you may have wanted to. I do appreciate you talking to me today.
No problem. No one wants to hear from me. They need to hear from the people that are doing the stuff. I'm just here to to supervise it.
Facilitate it.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it. And again, thanks for getting everything set up.
No problem.
It's been a pleasure here at Blissfield today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for coming.